So, Paul, sum that up for us. Frustration in the end.
A lot of frustration, but pleased with a lot of aspects of the performance. You know, and I don't think Notts County all did one shot where Aaron Smith had a wonder shot in the first half that's hit the bar. Yet again, we've defended really, really well, and Stephen's not had a save to make. You know, and we've created enough chances probably to win two games there.
The same can't be said for Roy Carroll. The double block probably being the most telling thing he's done today.
Yeah, he's made four or five top saves, but Roy's a top international goalkeeper. You know, we're creating chances, we're just missing that little bit of luck in front of goal at the minute. But what it does do, it keeps the run going. You know, we've picked up 4 points in two games, which is a decent return, playing Saturday, Tuesday. But Emdy was here tonight and knows it should have been six.
I just wonder, having seen the game and to place this game in isolation, if you're getting the amount of chances the possession you have deserves. Because all of a sudden, after 75 minutes or so, the game sparked into life, chances-wise, whereas you've had an awful lot of possession today.
Yeah, and a lot of credit's got to go to the players for keep going, keep believing. You know, maybe earlier on in the season, after the amount of possession we had, the one criticism I had was that we tend to not give up, but we lacked a little belief for that last 15-20 minutes when it wasn't coming. We kept going, we kept creating, but from outstanding saves we would have won the game.
It was extraordinary at times, and you've also had to battle today some quite extreme time wasting by Notts County from the first minute, which will have only really added to your frustration.
Well, if we look at the young kids sending off at the end, I feel sorry for them, because if the referee dealt with it earlier, it wouldn't have got to that. Now Sean's going to be without a player for his next game. Sean's been sent to the stand for, I don't know why, and you know, they just seem to lose the plot a little bit.
It did seem as though nobody really knew what was going on for about 5 minutes down there.
I don't think the officials did either, if I'm being completely honest. But that's not something for me to get into. I'll go and see the referee in a second, because we feel as if we had two great penalty shouts. You know, right on half-time, Roy Carroll's clipped James's foot as he's gone through, and James has tried to be too honest and stay on his feet, and he stumbled down afterwards. You know, we talk about simulation and people diving in the box. My players show a little bit of honesty and try staying on their feet, and they get punished for it.
Do you think that the players' reaction after that perhaps helped Notts County in the fact that it seemed quite conciliatory? They were chatting once another. There wasn't the usual hysteria that comes around a penalty shout.
No, there wasn't, but I look at the reaction of my players. And also, we've got a lot of knowledgeable fans here, and that's the first time I can remember a referee getting booed off at half-time and at the end of the game when we've picked up a result as well. We felt we should have had a penalty second half for handball, you know, and the guy's hands up in the air. And the referee's looking straight at it. But look, we've created enough chances anyway without going on about the decisions.
So, Richie Wellens didn't play today. What's happened to him?
Richie's been ill. He was actually feeling it on Saturday. He missed training yesterday. He was still stuck in his bed today. You know, I spoke to him this morning, and you know, it was the right decision to leave him out, because the one thing Richie Wellens wants to do is play football, and if he's telling me that he can't move out of his bed to come and play in a game, then there's something wrong with him.
And between now and, obviously, you have an enforced break, don't you, between now and Chesterfield. Obviously, the Rizak transfer is there. Anything else pending?
Yeah, hopefully. You know, without getting into it too much, I try and tell you guys as much as I can, but we're speaking to a lot of people at the minute, and we'll see what we can do before Chesterfield.
You brought in Rizak, who is perhaps one player, if you're looking for the player to unlock defences, may well be him. Are you looking for anybody else in that department?
Yeah, we are. Look, we've always said if we can bring in players that are going to improve the squad, but most importantly, integrate into the squad as well, we'll do that. And you know, that's why we try and make sure it's the right one. We have lots of conversations. We go and watch players lots of times to make sure that they fit into what we're trying to do here.
I was going to say, I mean, Rizak does have time, doesn't he, to bed into the squad. Is the feeling now that you might as well wait until possibly next Thursday or Friday before completing a deal, or do you want it sooner rather than later for the same reason?
Ideally, you want it sooner rather than later, because what you don't want to do is somebody else to go and nick in and get them. And now that we have got a bit of a break in 10, 11 days, you know, do you want to get them in and get them in amongst the boys as quick as you can, rather than signing them the Thursday before a game? You know, they could possibly have a week to 10 days with us.